Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to the new show. I'm Kyle Swiger. It's October 1st, Wednesday, 2014. All the best technology news over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Microsoft had its big unveiling today of Windows, their new version of Windows, Windows 10. Let's see, we got Windows 7, Windows 8, Windows 10. Did Microsoft forget how to count? No. They wanted to skip right over 9. In fact, they thought about calling the new Windows Windows 1, but Bill Gates already took that years ago, so they decided to go right on up to 10. And with some new changes comes some old familiarity of the operating system. They have brought back the Start menu. Thank goodness. Windows 10 now features new options for resizing windows, multiple desktops, and a convenient task view that lets you switch between them. And speaking of old, that command prompt, yep, it's being dragged into the 21st century as well. According to Microsoft, this thing is going to run on everything from an 80-inch screen to no screen at all. I gotta see how that one works. Actually, I have to say, it looks clean, it looks polished, it looks good. It looks familiar, but it also looks like that they've actually taken a step forward this time. Though part of me has to wonder, did they name this one right? Because I feel like maybe they should have went to 11. Apple is in trouble. According to the EU, they have accused Ireland of providing illegal tax state aid to Apple by means of specific low tax rates, which the EU states do not conform to market standards. So not only is Apple in a little bit of hot water, actually a lot of hot water, the possible fines could run in the billions of euros for Apple. Now, I know you're probably thinking, pocket change, but we're talking over the span of 10 years. But it's only the beginning, because the EU is also going to spread this love around a little bit more with other countries as well. Google, Starbucks, the Netherlands, Luxembourg, they're all under investigation and could be facing similar proceedings in the very near future. Rule to companies out there, don't piss off the EU. And how fitting is the next story? Because Apple has patched shell shock. I think they need to patch their own shell shock after what they found out from the EU today. Apple has released an update for the recent version of its OS X operating system in order to patch the so-called shell shock bug. That's the flaw in the bash shell, which Unix is based under. So if you were worried about your Mac becoming compromised, it appears that Apple has made a fix for you. But only for the following versions: Lion version 10.75, Lion Server 10.75, Mountain Lion 10.8.5, and Mavericks 10.9.5. If you're a point below that on any one of those operating systems, you're SOL. Why are there so much news about tech law today? Let's continue, shall we? Let's talk about Grooveshark. Well, its disappearing and reappearing acts have finally caught up to it in the end. A Manhattan judge has ruled that because Grooveshark employees themselves had uploaded 5,977 songs and infringing copyrights in the process, Grooveshark could not be granted safe harbor for hosting music files. Also, get this, they also found that the streaming service had destroyed evidence pertaining to the case. The amount of damages has yet to be decided upon, but Grooveshark is still considering future moves. I'd say your move right now better be in reverse. Yes, it's official. eBay and PayPal are getting a divorce. I know, it's a little sad, but eBay Incorporated has decided to split the online payment service PayPal into a separate, independent, publicly traded company. This has actually been speculated for quite some time, and actually, I think most people have really wanted it for some time, particularly the board members of PayPal and even eBay, that they wanted to be two separate companies. This move comes after a review of the company structure and growth strategies by the board of directors. It's described as providing shareholders with more targeted investment opportunities. It's been 12 years since PayPal was snapped up by eBay, but it's been decided for each arm of the business to concentrate on its own field. Basically, it means spread that money around. Spread that money around, yeah. Chromecast, listen up. You got some competition coming in the size of a matchstick. Yeah, the streaming stick market is heating up. Google, Microsoft, and Amazon, they've all entered that space, but now it's time for Firefox. It's called Matchstick, and unlike Chromecast, Matchstick will use the open source of Firefox OS as its base, making it accessible to developers who want to be able to build upon HTML apps for Matchstick that leverage open web technologies. So it's going to be more open, which is actually, I think, probably a good thing in the end for this thing. Now, it's only a Kickstarter right now, but they're aiming to raise $100,000 in the next month to get Matchstick built. Once they reach that goal of $100,000, Matchstick creators will publish all the schematics and designs for the stick's hardware. So basically, in the end, you could make your own Matchstick. Light it up, Firefox! Light it up! After weeks upon weeks of speculation, rumors, pictures, and then takebacks and all that, the Nexus 6 has leaked. And it's going to be Motorola made. And get ready for the size. It will be 6 inches. Actually, about 5.9, but basically almost 6 inches. It's going to be huge. Photos have leaked that suggest the phone will essentially be a scaled-up version of the new Moto X. And the Nexus 6 is going to have some pretty impressive hardware, too. You're talking a 2560 by 1440 QHD display, a large 3200 plus milliamps per hour battery, and they're talking it's going to be released this month. Pricing's not known yet, of course, but I'm just thinking, this thing is huge. We thought the iPhone 5.5 was huge. This is huge. No wonder why the code name was Shamu. And finally, scared of losing that laptop that could fall into the wrong hands that has private corporate data and trade secrets and all that nitty-gritty? Fear not no more. Self-destructing SSDs are here. When you absolutely cannot risk that data falling into the wrong hands, there's a GSM-equipped SSD drive that can remotely, physically nuke itself. When you realize that it's gone missing and there's no way of recovering it, you can send a text message to its unique cellular number and the drive will immediately destroy itself. The MI6 future is here, isn't it cool? Mr. Bond, your porn will self-destruct in 60 seconds. If you got a story and no one else will listen, you can send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Follow us on the website, too, at britishtechnetwork.com. Catch us on Twitter at British Tech. Catch me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We will be back tomorrow to get you caught up on all the latest technology news from the past 24 hours. But until then, have a great Wednesday. And thank you so much for listening.